Hey everyone, ready for another deep dive? Today we're taking a look at something you might not expect, window blinds.
Yeah, window blinds. But not just any blinds, we're focusing on a company called Bravo Blinds. They work in Hamilton and Auckland, New Zealand.
Sounds pretty specific, right?
It is, but stick with us. You might be surprised at what we uncover about this company.
All right, so let's get to it. Our sources today are Bravo Blinds' Facebook page, their listing on Builderscrack, which is a website for reviewing tradespeople, and lastly, their marketplace profile.
We're going to piece all of this together to see what we can learn about Bravo Blinds, what they offer, and what makes them stand out.
Okay, so first up, their Facebook page. They describe themselves as vertical roller sunscreen thermal blinds.
Whew, that's a mouthful.
Right, uh-huh. Sounds like they wanted to make sure no one missed what they offer.
Seriously. But it does highlight the key things they do. Vertical blinds, roller blinds, sunscreen, and thermal properties.
Exactly. It's like a quick snapshot of their core business. Makes sense. So, besides the word jumble, why should someone choose Bravo Blinds? Their marketplace profile says they offer custom-made blinds, expert installation, quality materials, affordable pricing, you know, the usual stuff.
Oh, and they emphasize they're local.
Right. And those might seem pretty standard, but they address a lot of the worries people have when they're thinking about home improvement. People want to know if it'll fit right, if it'll last, and of course, if it's going to cost a fortune.
Makes sense.
And being local, especially for you, the listener, that means you're in their area, so it's super convenient. Plus, you get that support local business feel-good factor.
True, true. Now, their marketplace profile also has this whole section on the benefits of custom window blinds. They say custom blinds can do it all. Make your house look nicer, save you money on energy, give you privacy, block UV rays, even increase your home value. Is that all real or just marketing hype?
There's actually some truth to a lot of that. Energy efficiency, for example, is a big deal these days. It's not just about being green. It's about saving money on your bills.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And if Bravo's thermal blinds can really help regulate the temperature in your home, that means actual savings on your energy costs.
So it's more than just making your windows look pretty. There are real practical benefits too. Now let's talk types of blinds. Their Builderscrack listing gets into vertical versus roller blinds. They say verticals are ideal for sliding doors and large windows, and rollers are great for simplicity and blackout impact. Sounds like the classic form and function dilemma, huh?
Totally. Picking between vertical and roller blinds really depends on what you need and what you're going for in the room. Big windows or sliding doors, verticals are often a good choice. But if you want something sleek and simple, and maybe you need blackout, rollers could be better.
And they mentioned noise reduction with roller blinds. That could be a real bonus if you live on a busy street. Okay, so we know what they offer, but what about the process? Their marketplace profile lists a 5-step process. Free consultation, accurate measurements, design and fabrication, professional installation, and post-installation support. Sounds like they hold your hand the whole way.
It does, and I think that shows they really care about their customers being happy. Remember, you're not just buying blinds, you're letting someone into your home to install them. A detailed process like this can make you feel more comfortable, especially if you're new to custom blinds.
I get that, and I bet that free consultation is super helpful for getting all your questions answered. Speaking of getting answers, let's see what their customers have to say. Their Facebook page boasts a 100% recommend based on 20 reviews. Not bad.
Not bad at all. And over on Builderscrack, they have a 4.8 star rating. The comments mention how professional Shalindra is and that he always finishes on time. Seems like they're walking the walk.
That's great to hear. Positive reviews from real people are worth a lot. It gives you a good sense of their track record. It makes a big difference when you're choosing a company to work on your home.
Absolutely. Knowing that others have had a good experience gives you that peace of mind that you're making the right choice. Hashtag PTS, the deep dive episode 2024-1023, part 2 of 3.
Yeah, it's like peeking behind the scenes before you even decide to buy anything. And, you know, when they talk about being local, it's more than just being in your city. It means they understand the styles here, the types of houses, even the weather. All things that affect which blinds are best for you.
Right, that makes a lot of sense. Now, I'm curious about the energy efficiency thing. Is that for real or just marketing talk? I mean, can blinds actually make that much of a difference in your energy bills?
It's a good question. You got to think of your windows like they're like holes in your insulation. In the summer, the sun pours in and heats up your house. And in the winter, all the heat escapes through them.
Okay, yeah.
Thermal blinds use special materials that act as insulators, so they reflect the heat away in summer and keep it in during winter.
So they're like little energy shields for your windows. That's pretty neat. But what about increasing home value? How do blinds do that? Well, the right window treatments can really make a house look so much better, you know, and that makes it more attractive to buyers.
First impressions are everything, right?
Exactly. Imagine walking into a room with beautiful natural light and those blinds that just perfectly match everything. It feels warm and inviting, and people notice those little details.
It's like the final touch that completes the look.
Gotcha.
But it's not just about looks, is it?
Yeah.
How the blinds actually work matters too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Think about controlling the light and privacy. The right blinds can make a room so cozy, blocking out the harsh sun or the street lights at night, and you can get privacy without sacrificing all the natural light.
Right, right.
Those things are super important to homeowners, and buyers are definitely willing to pay more for a house that has them.
So it makes sense that features that make a house more comfortable and functional would increase its value. It's worth thinking about the long-term benefits, not just the price tag on the blinds. Now, their marketplace profile says their blinds are custom-made to measure. I mean, that seems obvious for custom blinds, but what makes that so special?
It's not just about getting the right size for your windows, although that's super important. Precise measurements mean your blinds will work smoothly, they'll block the light properly, and you won't have those annoying gaps that let in light or drafts.
And so it's like the difference between a suit made just for you and one you buy off the rack.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of tailoring, Bravo offers more than just basic blinds. They have sunscreen blinds, thermal blinds, blackout options, even fabrics that filter the light. It seems like you can really customize your blinds to fit each room perfectly.
That's what's so great about custom blinds. You're not stuck with a one-size-fits-all solution. You choose the materials that are right for you, whether it's light filtering, UV protection, insulation, or all of the above. Imagine blackout blinds in your bedroom for sleeping, light filtering blinds in the living room for that soft glow, and thermal blinds in the kitchen to keep it cool while you're cooking.
Wow, now I want to redecorate. This makes me think about those west-facing windows in my living room that turn it into an oven every afternoon. Custom blinds might be the answer.
And remember, with Bravo, you get that free consultation. You can talk about exactly what you need, and they'll help you pick the best materials and styles for each room. You don't have to figure it all out on your own.
That takes a lot of the pressure off. But even with a free consultation and all those great reviews, it's still a big step to let someone work on your home. What should people look for when they're reading those online reviews? How can they tell which ones are really helpful?
That's a great question. It's important to look beyond just the star ratings, you know? Really pay attention to what people are actually saying. Do they talk about the quality of the blinds, the installation, how the company communicated with them, or if they were helpful after the installation?
So it's about reading between the lines and finding patterns in the feedback.
Yeah. And don't be afraid to look at the negative reviews, too. Sometimes a bad review can tell you something important about a company's weaknesses.
I guess you want to see the whole picture, good and bad. One bad review might not be a big deal, but if you see the same complaint over and over again, that's a red flag.
Exactly. The goal isn't to find a company that's perfect, but to find one that's right for you. Do their strengths match what's important to you? And can you live with their weaknesses?
That's a good way to put it. It's about finding the right fit, not just the highest rating.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about their five-step process. It sounds really thorough, but what does it actually look like?
Well, picture this. You're sitting down with someone who knows their stuff, maybe having a cup of coffee, and you're talking about what you want for your windows.
Sounds nice.
That's the free consultation. It's all about understanding what you need, what you like, and your budget. They'll probably show you different materials, explain the pros and cons of different styles, and take measurements of your windows.
So it's all customized to you. That's reassuring.
Yep. Then comes the design and fabrication. This is where they actually make your blinds.
I imagine a workshop with all these skilled craftspeople carefully putting each blind together.
Something like that. And once your blinds are ready, their professional installation team takes over. They'll make sure everything is hung perfectly, works smoothly, and looks fantastic.
It's all in the details. What about the post-installation support? What does that include?
It's like having a backup plan. If you have any questions or need adjustments after they're installed, you can call Bravo and they'll help you out.
That's awesome. Good customer service is hard to find these days.
It shows they really care about their customers being happy, not just making a sale. They want you to be happy with your blinds for years to come.
Okay, so we've talked about the benefits of custom blinds, the different types and features, how to choose a good company, and how a detailed process and good customer service can give you peace of mind.
But there's one big thing we haven't talked about yet, the money. How can someone figure out if custom blinds are a good investment for their home?
Yeah, that's a good point. We talked about increasing home value and saving energy, but how do those things compare to the cost of the blinds?
You have to think long term. Custom blinds might cost more up front than something you buy at the store, but they can save you money in the long run.
It's like that saying, you get what you pay for, but in this case, you might actually get even more than you paid for.
Right. Think about it. If your energy bills go down because of those thermal blinds, you're saving money every month.
And if those stylish blinds help you sell your house for more later on, that's a big return on your investment.
Exactly. It's about changing how you think about it. Instead of seeing custom blinds as an expense, see them as an investment in your home and your quality of life.
That's a great way to look at it. It's not just about pretty windows. It's about making a smart financial decision. But how do you actually figure out if it makes sense financially?
That's where some research and number crunching comes in. Hashtag TTS The Deep Dive episode 2024-1023, part 3 of 3.
So where would you even begin with all that research? It feels kind of daunting.
It's not as bad as you think. Start with the basics. What's the average cost of energy where you live? How much do you spend on heating and cooling now? Then look into how much you could save with different types of blinds.
I'm guessing there are websites or even energy companies that can help you figure that out.
Exactly. A lot of them have energy calculators where you can put in information about your house, your windows, and the blinds you're thinking about, and it'll give you an idea of how much you could save.
That sounds super useful. Takes out the guesswork. And how do you figure out how much blinds could affect your home value?
Talk to a real estate agent. They know the market really well and can tell you which upgrades add the most value in your area. They might even have data on similar houses with and without custom blinds so you can see the difference it makes.
So it's about doing your homework and weighing the costs and benefits. And if it makes sense financially, custom blinds could be a smart way to improve your home and maybe even increase its value. Now, before we wrap up, I want to go back to those great reviews for Bravo Blinds. What really stood out to you?
You know, I was impressed by how many people mentioned Shalindra's communication and how he always stuck to the schedule. In home improvement, being reliable and communicating clearly is so important. It sounds like Bravo's really good at that, which can make the whole process way less stressful.
Yeah, that peace of mind is priceless. Knowing the company is responsive, organized, and will keep their promises is a huge deal.
It's like having a partner who's got your back. And that brings us back to the big picture. Choosing blinds is about way more than just looks. It's about making your space comfortable, functional, energy efficient, and a reflection of your style.
It's about investing in your home and how you feel in it. And what we've learned about Bravo Blinds suggests it can actually be a fun and rewarding experience. So as we finish our deep dive into custom blinds, what's the main thing you want our listeners to remember?
When you're thinking about custom blinds, don't just focus on the price tag. Think about the potential savings on energy, how they might increase your home value, and all those great things they can do for your comfort, style, and how much light you get.
And choosing the right company is super important. Look for one that's been around, has great reviews, and really cares about their customers.
And don't be afraid to ask questions. The more you know, the better decisions you can make for your home and your budget.
That's great advice. We've definitely learned a lot today about Bravo Blinds and the whole world of custom window coverings.
I hope this deep dive has made you think about your own windows a little differently. Maybe it's time to ditch those old blinds or curtains and see how much custom window treatments can change your home.
After all, your windows are like the eyes of your house. Why not make them look their best? Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, and until next time, happy decorating.